Gavel is now
on.
The Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee 5 will come to order. Good morning. As we continue to take precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For individuals wishing to provide public comment via the teleconference service, the participant toll-free number and access code for today is 877-226-8163, and the access code is 7622462. It is posted on our committee website. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary. Anyone who may become disruptive will be removed from the meeting or have their connections muted. We are holding our committee hearings here in the O Street building. I ask all members of the subcommittee to come down to establish our quorum. Those providing testimony before the committee today are also participating remotely. For our remote participants, please mute your phones or computers. This will greatly help in eliminating any acoustic feedback. I ask that every time you wish to be recognized, that you use the raise your hand feature in the program. Each time you are recognized to speak, a pop-up window will appear asking if you would like to unmute. Please select unmute before you begin speaking. Our IT personnel will put you back on mute when you are done. Once recognized to speak, please make sure you can be seen on the screen, state your name, and then you are ready to address the committee. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public in the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we will also be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. Public comment will be heard after all discussion items have been presented. Before we begin, Dr. Brackbill, will you call the roll?
Senator Durazo?
Here.
Senator Durazo, present. Senator Grove? Senator Cortese?
Here.
Senator Cortese, present. Senator Newman?
Here.
Senator Newman, present. The quorum has been established.
Thank you very much. We will begin with our only discussion item today. Issue 55, that is the Los Angeles Regional Interoperable Communications System. And we will have our LAO introduce the proposal. After our LAO, we will hear from Scott Edson, Executive Director of LARICS. And then we will open up to the committee. Our LAO. Who will that be?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Jessica Peters with the Legislative Analyst's Office. Staff has asked us to introduce this item, as you say. The Senate is considering a proposal to provide funding for a public safety communication system in Los Angeles County to complete the build-out of that system. The system is known as the Los Angeles Regional Interoperable Communication System, or LARICS. Which provides interoperable communications between federal, state, and local first responders and law enforcement agencies in Los Angeles County. And as you stated, Madam Chair, there are representatives from the project in LA County here to speak to the details of the proposal.
Thank you, Ms. Peters. We move on then to Mr. Edson.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. My name is Scott Edson. I'm the Executive Director of LARICS. Thank you for the opportunity to address your budget subcommittee on this important budget request. LARICS is a joint powers authority with 10 public safety professionals on its board of directors. We are requesting $18.6 million in urgent one-time state funding to ensure completion of the LARICS system, which is a state-of-the-art, day-to-day radio communication system for local, state, and federal first responders, including law enforcement, fire, and emergency medical agencies. Primary users currently testing the system include the Sheriff's Department, County Fire, various independent police agencies, several California State Universities, UCLA, and other public and nonprofit entities. The public safety agencies that serve 88 cities and the unincorporated areas of Los Angeles County currently use a patchwork of aging radio networks which cannot readily talk to one another, which jeopardize public safety. As an example, in 2016, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department were in pursuit of an armed carjacking suspect who got on the 605 freeway. The California Highway Patrol joined the pursuit, and the pursuit exited in the city of Downey, where he was pitted by the CHP and exited, pitted by the CHP. The suspect exited the car, shot at the helicopter, and then ran into a Kristen Pitts restaurant. Given the different jurisdictions, the multiple law enforcement agencies, including the CHP and the Downey Police and the Los Angeles County Sheriffs, the restaurant was immediately surrounded. However, none of those agencies were able to communicate with each other and were to respond to share the suspect's description. This specific example demonstrates the enormous gap in communications for our public safety partners. Simply put, the LA RICS system addresses this major interoperable communications gap by providing a unified network of communications. Additionally, the completion of the LA RICS system not only benefits Los Angeles County, but many state agencies as well, including Cal OES and the CHP. The state system is made up of 4 sites with outdoor coverage only. The LA RICS system is made up of 58 sites, and state users will be able to seamlessly roam between the two systems. So the state benefits greatly from this phenomenal coverage and indoor use of our system. This is absolutely critical during routine use and during major events, emergencies, and disasters, especially since LA County has been classified as the most disaster-prone county in the country. The LA RICS radio system, designed at 58 sites, is spread throughout the geographical footprint of Los Angeles County, over 4,000 square miles, including the Angeles National Forest, the Santa Monica Mountains, and Catalina Island. An estimated $160 million has already been spent in local grant funding and has already allocated with over 80% of the LA RICS system completed. The system proved successful when tested at several different major events, including the Rose Parade and Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood just a few months ago. While we made great progress building out the system, we have encountered unforeseen delays, including a system redesign, adverse weather conditions, wildland fires, COVID-19, and contractor performance issues, which have all contributed to the shortfall in funding. Without the state partnership and investment of $18.6 million, the LA RICS project will be forced to demobilize by the end of this year. This would negatively impact the region, not only resulting in suspending a project with over $100 million already invested, but also preventing public safety agencies from collaborating using this light-saving network. The request for $18.6 million from the state partners will provide the critically needed funding to complete construction of the final site in the network, as well as fully test and optimize the entire network system to ensure its readiness for public safety. Once completed, LA RICS will provide communication services for day-to-day operations, emergencies and disasters, and for large-scale events. It is imperative that LA RICS be operational now and for future events, such as when people from throughout the world come to Los Angeles for the Olympic Games in 2028. LA RICS is a unique, state-of-the-art public safety communication system that will benefit over 10 million residents who call Los Angeles County their home, but also for the millions of tourists who annually come to visit the many attractions Los Angeles has to offer. Thank you for your time and consideration of our budget request, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Edson. I appreciate your testimony. I, for one, believe this is, especially the way that you presented it and what we've heard in the past, seems like almost a no-brainer. The what you've already done up until now and the remaining sites that need to be completed seems like a very reasonable direction to go in. So those are just my initial basic remarks. Members, comments or questions?
No comments on this. I'm very supportive of it. At some point, it would be interesting, and maybe that's the next budget cycle item, to look at gaps up and down the state in interoperability, given everything we're up against. I feel like in the Bay Area, in the area I represent, that they're already there, but I don't know what's happening overall. Just wanted to put that out there while we're taking up an item like this. Thank you.
Mr. Edson, is there a response to the senator's comment as far as connection with either other parts of the state or what's the statewide system here connection or potential connection?
Well, the California OES has built out their system, the CRIS system, statewide. I'm not real familiar with other counties other than the counties that surround Los Angeles County. And I can tell you that the Riverside, Orange, and San Bernardino counties are improved network communications, and we plan to interface with them. Kern and Ventura have a little ways to go. And beyond that, I'm not real sure, but I can assure you that interoperability is very important in everyone's minds today, and everyone's always looking for funding to ensure public safety interoperability.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for following up with that question. And the gaps that you were alluding to or, you know, suggesting might be the case in some areas, that's all I was really asking for. I do think some counties are pretty well advanced and started years ago. And in my own county, it was kind of precipitated by a local crisis, you know, of the largest fire that had happened in some history about 15 years ago. And we found out the hard way that interoperability was a problem, and, you know, delays of just a few minutes obviously can cause catastrophic, you know, outcomes that you don't want. So I'm all for the item. I get what you're trying to do. And again, I'm just suggesting maybe there, and not necessarily my county, but there may be counties that just aren't there yet, and we should be trying to figure out how to prod them along or help them along. Thank you.
Appreciate very much the work that you do. Let's see. We're going to hold this item open and move now to anyone wanting to provide public comment regarding items on the agenda. As a reminder, today's participant... in the hearing room. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163, and the access code is 7622-462. Let's begin with any witnesses here in the hearing room. Seeing none, moderator, if you would please prompt individuals waiting to provide public comment, we will begin.
Thank you, and if so, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. Again, it's 1-0. We can first go to line 23.
Good morning. Donna Sykes, representing the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, in support of the $18.6 million budget request for LA RIC. As Director Edson stated in his testimony, funding is critical for the completion of this vital state-of-the-art public safety communication system, and we request the funding be included in the final budget act of 2022. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling.
And next thing goes to line 20. Just go ahead.
Madam Chair, members, Brandon Epp on behalf of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department in support of this budget request. I just wanted to punctuate what Mr. Edson spoke about. The Olympics are coming. They're going to be here sooner than later. Every available resource at our disposal we'll need in Los Angeles County to keep our residents and our visitors safe. So thank you very much for the consideration.
Thank you very much for calling in. Next.
And currently none further in queue.
Okay. If there are no more members of the public wishing to testify, members, any comments or further questions before we move on? Okay, we're now going to move to the vote-only calendar. Do we have a motion?
I move that we take up the vote-only calendar, all items on the list.
Thank you. The vote-only calendar has been moved by Senator Newman. The motion is to adopt the staff recommendation. Dr. Brackbill, please call the roll.
Senator Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Senator Grove? Senator Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Senator Newman?
Aye.
Senator Newman, aye. The vote is 3-0.
Okay. Done. Voting is all done. Thank you to everyone who participated in our public testimony today. If you were not able to testify, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee or visit our website. I appreciate all the comments and suggestions. They are very important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you for your cooperation, your patience. We've concluded the agenda for today's hearing. Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee 5 is adjourned.